Mr. Smith, the well log information, the data about well logs, whether they're replacement or not, and the amount of water associated with those wells, where did you obtain that information?
All of this comes off of, everything on this map comes off and out of Idaho Department of Water Resource records.
And where did you obtain those records from?
Partially the internet off their website and partially out of their files.
So is that a public website?
Yes, sir.
So any public person could access that? Doesn't have to be just an expert, is that correct?
That's correct.
And so placement of those dots that are identify either replacement wells or potential wells that will start withdrawing water in the future, or the green dots, ones that are existing, are all on the website, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Was that very hard to get? Was it hard to access for an average person?
Access to the website isn't tough to get. That's pretty simple. But the problem comes when you're trying to line up new wells that have been replaced, a replacement for an older well, and then trying to line that up with the old well logs. Part of the problem is before roughly 1980, there were quite a few well logs that were, I think, never done and never turned in. Or if they were turned in, they didn't make it into the files. Another problem is now we have addresses out there. But if you go back before about the mid-1980s, it was all rural route. Plus, there was even a lot of that in the Beacon Light area that was actually even a Boise rural route. So unless you have the name of the person who originally drilled the well, whether it's the owner or the builder, it's very difficult to line those up.
And the points you have identified on the map, were those relatively then easy to line up? They are accurate to the average person to put on the map?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody could do that. If I can do it, just about anybody can do it.
Okay. And this data you gathered was just for the time period from about 2005 through 2008, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. On that map is the what is sometimes referred to as the Crandall Meyer well that's located just immediately to the west of Eagle Middle School. Is that on that map?
No, it's not, and it's not because it was drilled before our time frame, our 2005
correct.
To 2008.
So it is reasonable to expect that there are quite a few more wells out in that area that are currently withdrawing water that are not identified as green dots, is that correct?
Yes, anything drilled before 2005 would not show up on that map.
Okay. And you've been essentially here every day of this hearing, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then have you heard any evidence provided by M3 where they themselves attempted to do just as you have done, identifying where wells have been replaced in association with water withdrawals from larger type wells?
No.
Have you also heard testimony by Mr. Ed Squires that he has never heard of a well going dry other than two, I think, in the southeast Boise area, perhaps by Micron? Did you hear that statement?
Yeah, so something very similar to that, if not exactly that.
Have you ever heard anyone from Hydrologic or any of M3's experts at all talk to this readily available data?
No, sir.
Does it make you wonder why they haven't talked to this data?
Yes.
I'd like to, if I could, we discussed before the hearing Mr. Greg Taylor's information that he submitted. And on that, I have to hand this to you because I don't know if everyone, so you have a copy there?
Yes, I have. I think if we're talking the same thing.
Yeah, it's dated June 29th of this year.
From Greg Taylor?
From Mr. Greg Taylor to Mr. Spackman.
Yes.
If you turn to, well, if you could identify where North Ballantyne Lane is, where you've already identified many other wells on Ballantyne Lane, can you give your point to that map approximately?
Yeah, he would be from Ballantyne and Beacon Light. He would be probably right between about where these two orange pink red dots are.
Okay. And then you were here during Mr. Taylor's public witness testimony?
Yes, sir.
If you turn to page 2 on his document,
okay,
which is a well log done in 1955, and you see where it states the depth of standing water from the surface?
Yes, it says 90 feet.
Okay. And then the next several pages in that document are from Mr. Dennis Owsley with the Department of Water Resources, is that correct?
Yes, sir, the next four.
Yeah, and so if you would turn to, I believe it's the last letter from the Department of Water Resources dated March 26, 2009, do you see that letter?
Yes, sir.
Do you see in the first paragraph where the Department of Water Resources has been out measuring his well for approximately four times, where it states on March 24th, 2009, your irrigation well was dry? Do you
yes.
see that?
Yes, so sir.
We actually have one dry well out there?
Apparently.
And then Mr. Owsley goes on to state, we measured down to 125 feet below the casing and did not encounter water. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So from 90 feet back in 1955 to 125 feet in March of 2009, does that represent roughly 35 feet of water table decline?
Objection. Calls for an expert opinion.
I think, Your Honor, this is simple math.
I'll overrule. It'd be, yeah, 35 feet. 125 deduct 90 is 35.
So is this similar information that a person could have obtained from the IDWR website other than this was in 2009 and not in 2008?
Yes. Yeah, we only went through the end of 2008 because, as I stated, we were doing that in the spring and, you know, trying to push anything into 2009 would not have been accurate.
Okay. Right. So what I would submit to you, Mr. Hayne, officers, to see if we could have this officially identified as an exhibit with that information identifying this potentially as another dot on a map with background information and foundation.
Okay. Well, I think I brought Mr. Smith's motion, or at least his document. Thought I had that as well. You have a copy you want me to mark?
Yeah, I can give you this copy.
Okay.
Or I can give you my copy too, John. Yeah. If you'd like. Would you like this one?
I've got more, so
okay,
thanks.
All right.
What number are we at? This would be, wait a minute.
Yeah,
that would be
market
form.
Has our exhibit 430 or?
Well, it would be.
It doesn't bother me which number you want to use. So.
Well, let's try to be.
Now, keep it.
Yours were what, 800?
800, yeah, and I've lost track of what number we're at.
Okay, we had an 866, so. At least we think the next one is 867.
867?
That'd be consistent. Let's mark it as 867. Okay, the document's been marked. Mr. Thornton?
I'd like to provide you with a document, ask you a couple of questions. And this, this document is titled a distributed parameter water budget database for the lower Boise Valley. And it was prepared by U.S. Bureau of Reclamation and State of Idaho Department of Water Resource, completed in January 2008. Are you familiar with this document, Mr. Smith?
I've read through it, yes.
And are you, although not an expert opinion, this is a public document, are you aware that this document was a model associated with looking at groundwater discharge and recharge in the lower Boise Valley?
Yes.
Objection. This witness is not qualified to identify what this document may or may not say, to the extent that the document is a public document that speaks for itself.
Overruled, at least for purposes of identification.
Okay. We've got a couple of questions that I'd like to ask you. If you turn in this document to page 94, and it's referring to a figure 5.8 at the bottom of page 94.
Yes.
You see where it states in that second paragraph where it identifies figure 5.8, where it says, based on figure 5.8, over the course of an average year and in the Boise Valley as a whole, there is an aquifer storage deficit of about 73,000 acre feet.
Yes, sir.
And if you go back to page 95 of that same document, and the last paragraph on page 95, you see where it says that by comparison, net groundwater recharge discharge on most residential, commercial, and public recreation lands is quite small. Mm-hmm. And then it yes. goes on to say that on an annual basis, only a few hundreds of a feet of net recharge or discharge occurs on these lands. And then it goes on to say that the major exceptions are the land parcels associated with municipal wells where groundwater discharge in urban centers is concentrated. Have you read that before?
Yes, sir.
You see that this information from both federal and state governmental agencies as being a legitimate concern?
Objection. Once again, the witness is not qualified as an expert in hydrogeology.
Yes.
Overruled.
In your layman's view, do you see this being a concern for, as what has already been testified to, somewhere in the order of 2,000 senior groundwater rights owners in North Eagle area to have a genuine or legitimate concern about potential injury associated with M3's municipal water right withdrawals?
Yes.
Have you heard this document even brought up or identified by any of M3's expert witnesses?
No.
I think that's all the questions that I have for him.
Okay. Mr. Edwards. Okay. Mr. Lawrence, cross-examination. Oh, before we go there, Mr. Thornton, we have at least one document that's been marked, one that's unmarked. Okay, are you wishing to offer this as an exhibit?
Yes,
867?
Yes. Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Okay. Okay, there was some discussion about this document earlier, Mr. Lawrence, and its character. Now it's taken on a little different character, and so it's been offered as an exhibit.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, we object to the admission of this exhibit on grounds of hearsay. Also on grounds that it lacks foundation. Identifying the well log from 1955 under the name Strawn as being the same well as Mr. Taylor currently had measured, or had measured by the department in 2008.
If I could respond to that.
Sure.
I think the foundation comes from when Mr. Drake Taylor himself identified that his well was constructed in 1955. We have the department's own experts going out and measuring that well numerous times, and at one point finding that it was dry. I don't believe that's speculation. I think it's a good foundation. It's probably the best information one can get with Department of Water Resource experts out there and the current well owner having the information in his hands as, I think, proof, as well as it would be very easy for anyone to go ahead and track that well log if necessary. Back to that actual point.
Could I respond to it, sir?
Okay.
Hearsay has been allowed. Ask her any question of hearsay about Mr. Housley's letter, and I believe he's here and available to testify. I think it's reliable, goes to the weight rather than the admissibility. Appear to me there is an adequate foundation for the admission of that exhibit. That person has already testified as a public witness, and this letter is merely to supplement his testimony.
Mr. Hearing Officer,
yes.
These documents were not available to us during Mr. Taylor's public witness testimony. Before we were unable to cross-examine him regarding these documents. There's simply no way of knowing that this well log that's included in these documents is the same well as Mr. Taylor's, at least through the evidence that we've heard so far, there's no way of knowing that. As far as Mr. Housley is concerned, Mr. Housley is not, to my knowledge, going to be recalled as a witness. He has been already examined. He was not examined on these letters. So therefore, we have not had a chance to discuss his conclusions in those letters.
Mr. Lawrence,
just counsel's objection, and I think they have the burden to call Mr. Housley as a witness, not us, if they're to support their objection.
Okay, I want to move this along. I will allow this document into the record. I think there's sufficient support to determine that this document and the supporting department information is good information. So, Mr. Lawrence, I'll allow it in the record. Okay. Now, we have another document, Mr. Thornton.
Yes, I would like to offer up as an exhibit the document completed by the Bureau of Reclamation, Department of Water Resources, titled Distributed Parameter Water Budget Database for the Lower Boise Valley. To the record.
This has a handwritten number on it.
That was a number that NAGWA put on a document that we circulated to all the parties. And this is one that's in the public record. This is one that's on the IDWR's own website as well.
So this was assigned, at least originally, a 217 number?
Yes, it was.
And distributed to the parties.
Right.
And was it the full document or just this excerpt?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Well, there's apparently a larger document.
Yeah, I have the full document here, and it has a CD with it, and it is on IDWR's website.
Okay. Mr. Lawrence, the document that's been marked as Exhibit 217 has been offered.
Mr. Hearing Officer, we object on grounds that this is not an entire document, but they want to offer this document into evidence. We believe it should be an entire document.
That's okay. Fine with me.
All right. Mr. Thornton.
Can I just give it to him?
Well, it needs to come to us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you've got a copy of this when we sent all of the documents around. But I can give you another one.
Well, I need to dig and find it, I guess.
Yeah. We submitted this as part of our package of information to you, but if you'd like to have that for now, I can easily get another copy.
Okay. Or we can exchange with you.
Okay.
So let's mark this. And it's received into evidence. I hate to be responsible for all that additional text. Okay, further questions, Mr. Thornton? I think you were finished.
I'm finished, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lawrence, you want to begin cross-examination?
Let's take a break.
Take a break?
You want to take a break, folks?
Perhaps we can take a break.
All right, let's do that. Let's come back in 10 minutes or so.
You want to?
Thanks.
I'm going to have a public speaker guy.